me boot up my device here. Okay. Next up, Abby Polakoff is a Seattle-based writer and book artist. She holds an MFA in poetry from the University of Washington. Abby has taught English and poetry and worked in book publishing. Along with her writing and creative endeavors, she is the events manager for Open Books, a poem emporium, and a content director in visual communications. Everyone, welcome Abby.
Just as we can see the moon about the sun, we also have the sun moving us around. And just as the moon goes to the moon, that some of these poems are titles. And so we have to talk about it. So, these seas, slipping one ocean and all it sees into the night's length, the childhood tongue. Out of storms, the swell and ebb of them, listen. Rain and cloud, moisture and vapor, crises and the cleaned edges of islands. Of nectar and narcissus, of echo and its fertility, of tranquil and serenity, the steam and its seething. Of mist and condensation, of release, of resolution. Of mist and breath with its surface of individual ripples, of being blanketed in corduroyed masts and wind-riding ghosts gleaming on the palm, of palm and wrist. Defined down the arm as the seas of this selection, the seas of this selection are seas that have become known. Of seas known to be swallowed and salted, to be breath, to be exploration's answer, to be what we see of the moon. Island-sided. In the middle of expanse, what it means to be alone on a rowboat, to row us surrounded in stretching silhouettes of the shadows of pine strata comprising islands. Where are the islands? Edged in rocks, we're rocking through our terror of rocks. How loud the crunch of rocks glinting in stars, little flecks of light, and in the water below, little flecks of light. The plankton endless, wells of mica glinting over the edge of the rowboat where we're rowing through a blink of moonlight blinding. Light as dense as the darkness blinds the moon with the blink of a lighthouse. To light the moon's way down to the placid shadows stealing the rowboat, surrounded with rocks and light, and underneath a glowing crash of phosphorus and sleeping, a deception in water and the discomfort of moonlight under oars and density. Of swallowed water, pressure weakened by the wake of the boat we're rowing, we're rowing, we're rowing, we're rowing. I wonder, are we moving any closer to the buoy? Homegrowths. A swift awakening of tongues, then quiet. A simmer underneath of little folios. A perfect line. To form a history of tridents, The quill must acquiesce against the rims of crystal glasses. You bequeathed the life of a lightning strike. I named the wind by the smokestack offerings, a daily turbulence. From above, the bridge indicts the orient of the sun, keeping estuary unsought. There, found overgrown bones, a rotten cemetery, sleeping like the fading moon under the oak legs. Roots sucked up amber light into their tender marrow, nutrient rings, swallowings. My panes are white and twiggy under the bright lights of these artifices. Urban forestry, desexed. Alone, I am a bayou porch, rural birch bite, knees of cypress. When we replaced our fingers with topiaries, the strength of mint stalks became quantifiable. Spine devours extremities for their succulents, impeccable blastocysts. I forget lately how the body is, to carve shins from petrified trunks, hair from iron lace. Bifolet's spark from marsh water, I watch as the bottle stands. How the sun fidgets time to concentric circles and breathes back into itself. Questions of daybreak. What's the day that makes this something to want? One breath, shadow. One left hanging at the throat. The weather in its hurry winds the field of heather into hurry, the patched hillside a ripple until the little cottage's thatching breaks it free. Red roof the same as always been. The wind licks the seasons from one to the next, shifting the light and its lastness. In springtime, the balance of fresh heather and its echoes dirty the sight, or what's been approved to see. There, wait. There, leaf. There, lip of the petal over its stalk. There's nothing to leave that's not already been seen, but it hurts every time. Wind the self into tether and claim. Face just this sun and somewhere, somewhere close, birds break into feather and song net. All capture, all release. What's the day that makes this something to be let free and dying, to stop questioning the things you've already abandoned? It would be nice to love where you live, to walk over a bluff or down a hill or into a field of heather and want nothing more, to build the right fire in the grate and have it keep you warm. What is it you taste when you die in the night? These days, a silvering sonata filtering out in ghastly haze, glistening over the flecked spores of days pouring into the crevices between hill and fallen husk, aspen clasped into the covert nook of needle and gum, and there's never quite the same feeling as tooth swaddled into gum and unsucked, disrooted, unbecome. There's never quite the same feeling as moonlight on the back of the thigh, rolling like rain stream ravishing hill with its stems and heavings. Or something sweeter, tail swishing over gray-ashed leaves, a fawn stirring, drumming toward a clearing of grasses and wind breath. It might all be hearsay, these aimed answers of requited ink trekked over knotted hours and knotted barks. The silver sin in the hardened lungs, silences or not. Freezing breath into bloomed glass on the tongue, whisper, vesper, all it is moonlight. The name of the woods. Two foot trails, a scar-stitched birch and the moon. The night knows nothing of the slip of its bark, and day knows nothing of its curling. We are walking down the path without light, our palms slipped out behind us. How much time will it take to emerge out of canopy's throat? We are pressing the air behind us into day's sleeping ghosts, and acorns shake underfoot. The woods here shiver into their limbs, we shiver into the shape of birch trees rubbing off their peels. as if it were hard to unskin the self, as if the birches didn't strip down to their kneecaps. The moon skims the mane of the woods and waits to rub its fecund net. We are half unbreached of our soliloquies and our tongues, half numbed. Acorns burrow into roots, looking to latch, rolling onto their backs in weight of remission. We press down our teeth as we trail, clenching thought into unrelenting nests as no swallows ever would unravel their twigs, nothing round. Instead, we circle our silences. The moon circles us overhead, and even without its face, we can feel it watching. Press ahead, palms. We must stop pretending to lead the way into ourselves and into other people. The insistence of knuckles and the way they bud out of fingers stretch. We're more than this grasp and clench. We're more than this trail in the moonless night. We emerge from this path looking side to side, and the woods remain straight-spined and tense, arms raised to block out the light.
Thank you, Abby.